We just kind of asked Sean Smith about what it's like as a big guy trying to press you and what you would do. You think you're going to see some cushion because guys don't want to see you fly past them?
I think I'm going to see a lot of different looks, you know, press, guys backing off. So I'm just learning how to, you know, adjust to both, whether they on me tight where I just got to give them a little bit by the line, or if they off, just press them vertical, just make everything look like a go.
Sean's this big dude, right? What would you do if he was lined up and press on you? How would you beat this dude?
I'm going to just step back a little bit, give him a little wiggle off the line, and then go.
Because that's the thing. You trust your speed enough. You don't. You feel like if you can get, if you're even with a guy, you know, you're gonna be gone.
Right? For sure.
Do you get excited when you come up and you see somebody in press coverage? This is like, oh boy.
Yeah, it's amazing just to line up on the outside. You know, I'm just getting used to being on the outside, and you know, if I'm outside or inside, just having a guy pressed up, just having the best release to win.
You did your end of the year review last season with Bienemy. Right.
Yes, sir.
But was it made clear to you that hey, we're gonna keep pushing the envelope of what you can do? Like, did you talk to Andy Reid after the season?
A little bit.
Okay.
And pretty much, I was just when we got back, I was just surprised. And when they told me, I was in Coach Cully's room. So it's amazing just to know, get to know, have a great year with Coach EB, and then come to Cully and just try to keep that same, you know, just maintaining that great work ethic.
What's that room like with Macklin and Avant, man? Like, what are those dudes doing to kind of set the tone?
Those just two professionals, you know, that been in the league, and you know, they know everything about being a pro and just how to be successful and just stay healthy.
Macklin comes out and I think he tries to be first, line up first and go through stretches or a little warm up first, just you know, just setting a good example.
Right.
Right. Like, what can you learn from him? What do you try to learn?
Like I said, just being a pro and longevity. You know, he's been in the league a long time, and, you know, he's played a lot of seasons, a lot of games, so he know how to take care of his body and, you know, just, like I said, just know how to be a pro.
Were you beat up toward the end of last year? Did you feel fresh?
I feel like I was pretty good. You know, I had a shorter season and still had a lot more stuff to learn, but now I'm feeling good where I'm a lot stronger and I'm just trying to get better through these OTAs.
With the limited number of games, did you feel like you had more to prove, more to show?
I wish, but you know, I gave it the best I can and did whatever to contribute to the Chiefs.
How smart do you feel like that wide receiving core is? It seems like there are a lot of thinkers in that group.
Very smart. Like I said, me coming in from a running back room to that room, it's a lot different. You know, a lot of guys, some great guys up in there that just ready to play and just go out there to make plays.